Sonia from Nashville, Tennessee, from a CD called Vid Shcheroho Serdetsya, From the Heart. That is her CD of Ukrainian folk songs in honor of her roots, which she recorded. It's one of about two or three that she's recorded down there in Nashville, Tennessee. And that was a traditional Ukrainian folk song, De Hore Karpate, My Carpathian Mountains. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макварі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, also known as Pavlina in the Ukrainian world. It is great to have you with us once again here on the PCJ Radio Network. We have a great program lined up for you. Keith Perron has news from Ukraine and he'll be bringing reports about a recent appeal on a ruling which requires Ukraine to pay millions of dollars to a Russian energy company. As well, Ukraine's internet freedom is deemed amongst the highest in the world, and juvenile delinquency is on the rise in Ukraine. As well, Sylvia Molnar will be along with a recipe for a very seasonal dish, at least in Canada, because Thanksgiving is going to be next weekend, and she's got a recipe for pumpkin rice pudding, something a little bit different from the traditional pumpkin pie that North Americans consume in copious amounts, or Canadians at this month and Americans next month. And as well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a brother-sister duo from Manitoba, Anne Pleskatch and Bill Sherbichuk. Here they are now with Oy Helya Helya, By the Pond.
Now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
шлабим до тебе, і шлабим до тебе, взяла вода гладку. Кохання, кохання, дівоче страждання, дівоче страждання. Іде нас любовання, іде нас любовання, сторож чекання. Іде нас любовання, іде нас любовання, сторож чекання.
Well-known, well-loved, and long-standing trio from Montreal. They are called Chedimshina, and they've put out several CDs. This one is their most recent, and it is called Postishkach Mri, Along Paths of a Dream. And that was a medley of two folk songs, actually three, two about Ivanku, a fellow named Johnny, and Vodohraj, Dance of the Water Fountain. Coming up next, a group from Toronto called Zubrivka from a CD called Home Again, Znovu Vdoma. And here they are now with the Black Hen, Chorna Kura.
Додому зайшла мені чорна кура дорогою.
Іде, іде чорна кура додому, не заважай, не заважай по дорозі нікому.
Зайшов же я вишиваную хустку.
Іде, іде чорна кура додому, не заважай, не заважай по дорозі нікому.
Thank you. дала мені чорна кура дорогу.
Ой, чи жива, чи здорова я мила, чим би вона дорова, ти ще йшла.
Ціна додому зайшла в мені чорна кура дорого.
Іде, іде чорна кура додому, не забачай, не забачай по дорожі нікому. Іде, іде чорна кура додому, не забачай, не забачай по дорожі.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar, tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello, here's a unique Ukrainian pumpkin recipe that will be a great hit whenever you make it. It not only looks great, but the flavor is out of this world. The pumpkin, called harbuz in Ukrainian, also known as pie or field pumpkin, cousin to melons, cucumbers, and squash, grows on a low trailing vine. The plant's flowers are large, beautiful, and a creamy white to deep yellow, and they are edible as well. Technically, it is a berry which we use as a vegetable. Generally, the smaller the pumpkin, the better the flavor. The seeds, husked and roasted, are delicately nutty, and pumpkin seed oil is a robustly flavored oil. If you love pumpkin as much as I do, then you'll love this recipe. So get your pans ready for Ukrainian pumpkin rice pudding. You'll need the following ingredients: 2 cups milk, 1 cup long grain rice, 2 teaspoons salt, 2 tablespoons butter, 2 cups pumpkin puree, fresh or canned, 3 tablespoons sugar, 1 cup seedless raisins, 1 well-formed pumpkin with preferably a stem, 1 cup chopped blanched almonds, 1/4 teaspoon almond extract, and this is what you do. Heat milk in a heavy pot, add the rice and salt, and bring to a boil. Reduce the heat, cover, and cook 15 minutes. Melt the butter in a skillet, add the pumpkin and sugar. Plump raisins in hot water and then drain. Add raisins, chopped almonds, and almond extract to the cooked rice. Cut the top of the pumpkin to make a lid. Remove the seeds and membrane. Butter the inside generously. Fill with half of the rice mixture, then a layer of the pumpkin puree, then lastly the rest of the rice mixture. Dot with butter. Bake in a 350 degree oven on a greased heavy baking pan or a cookie sheet for about an hour or until warmed through. Spoon out filling to serve. This is great with roast meats, game, or as a dessert. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You've been hearing Sylvia Molnar's recipes and cooking tips for years now on Nash Holos. And over the years, we've often talked about creating a cookbook or two of her authentic Ukrainian recipes. It would be a great resource for Ukrainian food lovers everywhere, and it would also make a unique and special gift. So this year, we thought we would do just that. Publishing a book isn't free, though, so before we go ahead with it, we do need you to let us know you're interested. We can get the cookbook published and in your homes by Christmas, or sooner, provided enough of you are interested. So if you are, please visit the Nash Holos website and fill in the form on the homepage to let us know. The address is www.nashholos.com. Or give us a call at 604-227-0942. That number again, 604-227-0942.
The long-awaited film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, is now available on DVD. Created by producer Marta Tomku and Hollywood film director Bobby Lee, this is the first U.S. film to spotlight the deliberate death by starvation of millions of Ukrainians in 1932 and 33. Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, sheds light on a dark chapter in human history, which to this day, some still deny happened. DVD and more information at holodomorthemovie.com.
Пішов зрання я в лісок збирати калини, як я здебав з медвідим штани повні хлини. Брати рідне, Боже милий, це не було фону. Як то ліси розлягали, як їхав додому. Так додому скоро би ліси аж лягали, ще й присляну мої ноги землі не торкали. Як додому я прибіг, мама кажуть сину, та ти казав, що ти йдеш збирати калину. Я калини не збирав, була й дуже дрібна. Правду щиру я вам кажу, мамсю ж моя рідна. Мама лиш сі подивили, тайся усміхай. Ой ти, синку, не бреши, бо я ліпше знаю. Ай ти, сину, не бреши, не трася стидати, але зараз кидай штани, бо їх треба прати. Взяли штани мої, мама, кинули в машинку. Ти не бойся, йди до річки, та й вмієшся, синку. Ай до річки я пішов, зеленька потиха. Коло річки над водою стоїть медведиха. Боже милий, що ти є з тими медведями? Я повернув знов на місце, стару знов до мами. Мама мене ця питає, що таке, синочку, де так страшно замистив, дай свою сорочку. А я мамі свої кажу, мене не питати, але найду там до річки, та й буду пізнати. Тікаймо до лиха, дивись, сину, за тобою стоїть медведиха. Серце в мене стало битись, ноги задеревили. Мама стали так, як слуп, лишень побілили. Потихеньку, мама мої, зачали смолити. Треба щось робити. Мама ж рідна, не кажи, що маю робити, бо я свої вже зробив, що лиш мав робити.
та стара медведиха носим лиш потуло. Не слюбила запаху, а й в корчі щарнула. Старуть, беруть мене, мама, кажу тобі, син. Більше мені не ходи, в корчі на калину. Ой, ви, мамо, не сваріть, я вас добре чую. На калину вже не піду, вам я все гарантую. На калини вже не йду, більше не збирати. І не буде штани, мама, мене більше брати.
Was Edmonton Polka Band UB showing off their musical versatility there with a blues arrangement of an original composition with lyrics by Walter, also known as Clyde Rudka, and that was Pickin' Berries. Coming up next, another Edmonton group called the Cubasonics. They're temporarily disbanded since their leader is living in Newfoundland right now. Brian Cherwick has relocated to the east coast of Canada. At any rate, they have produced several recordings over the years, and this next number is from their most recent, which is called Play, and it is Brian Cherwick on cymbala with his rendition, a Canadian rendition of a classic Ukrainian composition by Volodymyr Ivasyuk, The Ballad of Two Violins.
Що перша скрипка біла лебідка, а друга скрипка вечірній сум.
Закохались в нього дві сестри весною, одна як танюшка, друга мов той день. Перша просила грати сумної, друга хотіла веселих пісень. Одна сміялась,
став. Залишив на світі дві чарівні скрипки, залишив на світі снів своїх красу. Що перша скрипка біла лебідка, а друга скрипка вечірний сум.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, cabinet ministers file appeal in court. Ukraine enjoys the same internet freedom as the West, and juvenile delinquency on the rise. I'm Keith Parent. The cabinet ministers of Ukraine have filed an appeal against a ruling of the Economic Court in Kiev obligating the Ukrainian government to pay over $390 million in debts to the United Energy Systems of Ukraine Corporation, or UESU, to the Russian Defense Ministry. On September 19th, the Kiev Economic Court partially satisfied a suit from the Russian Defense Ministry concerning a debt accumulated by the UESU, ordering Ukraine to pay $400 million to Russia's defense agency. The Russian Defense Ministry filed the claim at the Kiev Economic Court, a lawsuit against the Ukrainian government for non-payment under a criminal case on the activities of the corporation. The plaintiff also asked the court to summon the State Treasurer Service of Ukraine as a third party on the side of the defendant in the case. A United States advocacy group has rated the internet in Ukraine as free in a report grouping the country in the same category as Germany and the United Kingdom. The global survey Freedom on the Net 2012, released this week, ranked Ukraine 12th in the world in internet freedom. The study covers 47 countries in 6 geographical regions and was conducted by the Washington-based Freedom House between January 2011 and May 2012. This is the organization's third report in a series that began in 2009. By creating a numerical index that ranks each country, Freedom House has provided a comprehensive study of the internet freedoms around the globe. According to Freedom House, the index does not rate governments or government performance per se, but rather the real-world rights and freedoms enjoyed by individuals within each country. In fact, Ukraine has been found to have the same limits on online content as the UK, and more importantly, less violation of user rights than the UK. Ukraine's internet has also been ranked as the freest in Eurasia, far ahead of countries such as Turkey and Russia. And finally, juvenile delinquency has been on an alarming rise in Ukraine. The government says it plans to tackle the problem and to get the situation under control. We have this report from Dario Digoz.
Juvenile delinquency in Ukraine takes dangerous proportions. According to the official data, the underages committed around 20,000 crimes last year. The non-governmental organizations put another figures on the table. They state that young people are involved in almost every third abusive action.
Since the beginning of the year, we have received 5,000 claims regarding missing children. They left home for various reasons. Meanwhile, now they have only one way to survive by all means. Their criminal path starts with robbery, fraud or theft. Later, we can see all the palette of the criminal code and their actions.
According to UNICEF, around 100,000 of Ukrainian children live on the streets. They are at the highest risk of delinquent behavior. Sociologists say they are committing crimes in order to get food or drugs. However, lately, their offenses are often related to the need for self-affirmation and aggression. This stems from domestic violence experienced in early childhood and which is often a reason behind living on the street.
To stop the juvenile delinquency, we have to identify and to solve the reasons for this behavior. I think the state has chosen the wrong path of not interference into the families. All the responsibility lies on parents, but a lot of parents are not conscious enough. Meanwhile, the schools keep to providing education, that is it.
However, the sociologists are concerned over the spreading cruelty among the well-born children. In the web, one can easily find the videos of abuse and beating in the schools. To address the juvenile delinquency, the authorities have launched a program of legal education. According to the Ombudsman for Children, its main goal is to turn adolescents into law-abiding citizens.
Analysis and monitoring законодавства.
The Ukrainian legislation for children consists of many faults and it doesn't fully correspond with the UN Convention for the Rights of the Child. Now we present the criminal code for the children. It will help the adolescents to understand their rights and to realize responsibilities.
The authorities have also prepared the amendments to the criminal code of Ukraine, which should soften the responsibility of juveniles. At the same time, even severe charges will face the adults who involve children into criminal activities.
The full criminal liability in Ukraine begins at the age of 16. Now the country is going through a juvenile system reform. It is aimed at seizing the rise in juvenile crime by creating the prevention mechanism and providing rehabilitation for children who had problems with the law. Дарья Дюгус, Киев.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Powell.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Thank you.
that was a group from Winnipeg called Paris to Kiev, and that is from their very first CD that they recorded. It's self-titled, and Paris to Kiev consists of mostly Alexis Kochan-Budik, and she is the central figure from all the recordings that this group has done, and they've done about four, I believe, now. And this first one consisted of musicians Alexander Boychuk, Petro Yurishchuk, and Nestor Budik, and that was the Pan Flute Concerto. Up next, Tut E Tam from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, with the Bukovinian Wedding Dance. Thank you. best in Ukrainian programming. Tune in to Nationalist Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network Saturdays in your part of the world on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. And remember, you can catch the show on your smartphone via the Stitcher app. As well, Nationalist airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time in Vancouver on AM 1320 CHMB and in Nanaimo on Vancouver Island Wednesdays at 12 noon on 101.7 FM. If you're a time shifter, you can get the podcast on the Nationalist page at www.pcjmedia.com as well as on iTunes. And online, you can find us at www.nationalist.com. Please drop by for a visit there and keep in touch. Najami вже скінчила нашу програму. Пора не прощатися на ще один тиждень, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не важне, що ти маєш, але як ти поступаєш. And our proverb of the week translates as, it is not important what you have, but how you behave. Well, our time is just about up, so to take us to the end of our program, the female beat from Winnipeg, that great all-girl polka band, and from their CD Steppin' Out, the Nasha Heel and Toe Polka. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nationalist and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення!